AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump used his primetime address last night to question the legitimacy of U.S. elections. Trump revisited debunked theories about his 2020 loss and justified his push to pass a strict voter ID bill, saying that Americans must have a trustworthy election system.
One where cheating and interference are not just difficult, but virtually impossible. Unfortunately, the system we have today falls catastrophically short.
The president did not raise doubts about his election wins in 2016 or 2024. Democratic members of Congress are demanding answers about the Department of Homeland Security's vetting and training of immigration enforcement officers. This comes after it was disclosed that the Immigration and Customs Enforcement officer involved in Monday's deadly shooting in Maine had a history of mental health issues and violent behavior. The Associated Press reported that David Bruyette, the ICE officer who shot and killed a Colombian man, is an Army veteran who has struggled with serious mental health issues since early childhood, according to several of his close relatives. The U.S. has expanded its airstrike campaign against Iran by hitting more bridges and collapsing a tower at a key Iranian port. Today's attacks are part of Trump's threats to start striking infrastructure to pressure Tehran to ease its chokehold on the Strait of Hormuz. Iran also launched new missile attacks against U.S. allied nations in the Middle East, including Qatar. Smoke prompted warnings in many Midwest and Northeast U.S. cities that breathing the air outside could be dangerous. The smoke is coming from wildfires burning in Canada and northern Minnesota. Authorities in Texas have rescued hundreds of stranded drivers and people trapped in homes, and at least two people have died due to catastrophic flooding. This is AP News. Overuse of a cell phone can result in texting thumb and other related injuries. The AP's Ed Donahue reports texting and scrolling throughout the day can put pressure on the fingers with numbness and tingling.
Surgeon Dr. Eugene Tsai at Cedars-Sinai Orthopedics and Sports Medicine says it's okay if you have some discomfort while using the phone, as long as it quickly goes away after you're done. But
every time you use your phone, that pain or discomfort or numbness and tingling gets worse. That's a sure sign that a medical professional should take a closer look at things.
General stiffness, throbbing near the knuckle, or a clicking sensation when bending the thumb can lead to more serious issues, arthritis, or carpal tunnel syndrome.
My key tips would be try to go for as light a phone as possible, as small a phone as possible.
He also recommends transitioning to voice-to-text inputs on the phone. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.